CDC, heterosexual children healthier, happier than LGBTQ plus peers. By Robert Krajicek on February 27, 2023. A CDC report published in February assessed significantly increased rates of feelings of hopelessness, sadness, and suicidality among LGBTQ plus high school students relative to their heterosexual counterparts. The CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey, YRBS, polled high school students at two categories for sexual identity, heterosexual and LGBTQ+. The survey's respondents classified their sexualities based on how they identify with the following options: heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, or another non-heterosexual identity. The CDC promised to ask about gender identity in subsequent years' assessments to collect data on high schoolers who identify as transgender. According to the YRBS's findings, LGBTQ plus high school students has more than double the rate experiencing poor mental health across the 30 days prior to their participation in the survey. Among heterosexual students, 22% reported experiencing poor mental health across the previous month, against 52% of LGBTQ plus students. When asked if they experienced persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness across the previous year, 35% of heterosexual students answered in the affirmative, in contrast to 69% of LGBTQ plus students. The percentage of heterosexual students stating they had seriously considered attempting suicide during the previous year was 15%, with 45% of LGBTQ plus students reporting the same. More acutely, 12% of heterosexual high schoolers said they had made a suicide plan during the past years, with 37% of their LGBTQ plus counterparts saying the same. 6% of heterosexual students claimed to have attempted suicide during the previous 12 months, against 22% of LGBTQ plus students. 1% of heterosexual students reported being injured in a suicide attempt, with 7% of LGBTQ plus students reporting the same. The YRBS highlighted the increased rates of substance abuse and mental distress experienced by LGBTQ plus students relative to their heterosexual peers. LGBTQ plus students and those who have any same-sex partners were more likely than their peers to have used or misused all substances included in this report, i.e., ever used select illicit drugs, ever or current prescription opioid misuse, and current alcohol, marijuana, and electronic vapor product use. They were also significantly more likely to experience all forms of violence. The differences in terms of mental health, compared to their peers, are substantial. Close to 70% of LGBTQ plus students experienced persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness during the past year, and more than 50% had poor mental health during the past 30 days. Almost 25% attempted suicide during the past year. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and questioning LGBTQ plus youth were substantially more likely to have experienced all forms of violence and had worse mental health outcomes than their heterosexual peers, wrote the CDC in a fact sheet based on the YRBS's findings. The CDC emphasized worsening trends for high school students in the aggregate across many of its metrics of well-being in 2021 relative to previous years. Unfortunately, almost all other indicators of health and well-being in this report, including protective sexual behaviors, i.e., condom use, sexually transmitted disease, STD, testing, and HIV testing, experiences of violence, mental health, and suicidal thoughts and behaviors worsened significantly, concluded the CDC in the YRSB's executive summary. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.